Welcome to Israel 18 News at 2 a.m. Here's your hourly briefing. Tonight, Israel is experiencing a calm and mild evening, with pleasant temperatures across major cities. It's a good time to enjoy a warm night under clear skies. Here are today's headlines. First, Walla reports that a coalition of 8 countries has condemned Israel's stance, saying it threatens former President Trump's efforts to end the war. This was earlier today. Also, The Times of Israel writes that Pope Leo XIV has called for an end to violence against Palestinians in the West Bank, urging the international community to take action. This was reported earlier today. Also this hour, according to the Jerusalem Post, there were shots fired and arrests made after Palestinians surrounded IDF soldiers in Hebron. This was reported earlier today. Separately, Matter of reports that Turkish President Erdogan has stated Ankara will not hesitate to enter a war if provoked by Israel, while emphasizing Turkey's desire for peace. This came in earlier reporting. And finally, JNS notes that Hamas has begun talks in Egypt, aiming to pressure Israel to follow a Gaza roadmap. A U.S. delegation will soon arrive in Cairo to support Trump's peace plan. This was reported 10 hours ago. Reaction has been swift on social media. Hussein Abdul Hussein, a prominent journalist, posted just minutes ago that Lebanese singer Elisa returned a Palestinian kufiya at a concert, emphasizing Lebanese national identity over regional conflicts. Raylan Givens, a commentator, expressed disbelief 41 minutes ago, reacting with shock to unspecified developments. Ziad Asali, a healthcare professional, stated 46 minutes ago that the situation in Gaza amounts to genocide. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the coalition against Israel. Walla reports that Egypt, Jordan, the UAE, Qatar, Indonesia, Saudi Arabia, Turkey, and Pakistan have jointly condemned Israel's rejection of a ceasefire. This statement comes as tensions are escalating and could impact diplomatic relationships in the region. Turning to the Pope's call for peace, The Times of Israel highlights that Pope Leo XIV is urging global leaders to intervene amid increased settler violence against Palestinians. His call comes as the siege in Qusra continues, drawing international attention to the plight of Palestinians. Meanwhile, the Jerusalem Post details the tense situation in Hebron. After recent attacks on Israelis, Palestinians surrounded IDF soldiers, leading to a confrontation with gunfire and arrests. This incident underscores the volatile security situation in the West Bank. Separately, Turkey's President Erdogan has issued a warning to Israel. According to Mariv, he stated that while Turkey seeks peace, it will not shy away from conflict if provoked. This rhetoric marks a significant moment in Turkey-Israel relations, potentially affecting regional stability. And finally, JNS reports that Hamas has initiated discussions with Egyptian officials. The objective is to compel Israel to adhere to a roadmap for Gaza, as a U.S. delegation prepares to support Trump's peace initiative. This development could shift the dynamics of the Gaza conflict. On the economic front, first, Mariv Business reports that 70% of employees use AI tools, yet a third lack formal training. Organizations are now offering workshops to integrate AI effectively into their workflows. Separately, Tech highlights a troubling case in Iran, where Ahu Daryai, a student protester, faces ongoing psychiatric treatment following a hijab protest. This situation raises questions about human rights in Iran. And finally, Israel Hayom Business covers a surprising incident in Arad. A secondhand clothing store faced a lawsuit prank from a major ice cream chain, sparking a public apology. This highlights the sometimes unpredictable nature of corporate communication. That's your Israel 18 News update for morning. We'll be back with more at 3 a.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.